on ABC.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. This week on our show, we have Louis Armstrong, the first edition, and Tennessee Ernie Ford. That's Wednesday night. I hope you can watch.
Next, here on ABC.
Pour everything you've got into every day of your life. Then put it back with a crisp, bold taste of ice-cold Pepsi-Cola.
The people of New York need a man like Dick Ottinger as senator because he listens and he fights to give an equal chance to all, to improve Social Security and Medicare, to get unfair tax laws off the back of the working man, to help the consumer trapped by high prices. New York needs a senator who'll make our fights his fights. Ottinger.
Eyewitness News at 11.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Hello, my friend. All right. Hello, Sheriff.
Hey, I want to say hello to, let me see, I was going to say hello to somebody. I wrote the name down here in my hand, but I sweated so much, you can hardly read. Yeah. Lee and Lillian Calloway from Gulf Shores, Alabama, for Clyde Northington from down in Alabama. Glad to have you with us.
Hello, Mama!
I say love is a burning thing.
Hello, Bill Walker.
Yes, now love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
I'll play it for you. You win tonight.
Love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire. Oh, pretty. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Is that right? Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Hello once again from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Right. Well, it's great to be with you again. Our guest tonight are the great Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, the first edition, and my old pea-picking friend, Tennessee Ernie Ford, plus our own family of regulars, the Carter family, the Stadler brothers, Carl Perkins, and the Tennessee Three. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss June Carter. Come here, honey. How you doing? Hey, that's another pretty dress.
Thank you.
You got another poem tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, if it's all the same to you, I'm not going to do a poem tonight.
Okay.
I'd like to do a riddle.
Oh, a riddle, all right.
Yeah, and I'd like to do it for you.
Okay.
What comes from Tennessee, makes a beautiful sound, is loved by all, and picks peas?
Well, that's easy. That could just be one person. Tennessee, Ernie Ford.
Yes, and here he is.
Sure, nice to have you.
Thank you for a great welcome. I'm so happy to be here. And let me tell you, it's great to be back home in Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
Where's that? Yes. And you know, June, your mama, Maybelle, and the Carter family made their first phonograph record in my hometown of Bristol, Tennessee.
They made me there, too.
That makes Bristol a lot more famous.
Yeah, and do you know something else? Another famous country star made his first record the day after that.
That's right, the great Jimmy Rogers.
The Yodeling Railroad Man, great.
Some great memories, Ernie, a long time ago. Remember when I used to come out to your show in Hollywood and you'd let me say a few silly poems?
June, like it was yesterday. You'd do all the funny poems and sing prettier than a she-whippoorwill. You were so great, and the people loved you.
Hey, Ern, I was wondering how come you never dropped by to see us before now?
Well, I'm not sure you asked me.
Oh, I thought sure we did, didn't we, Jim?
Well, yeah, sure we did. But see, you've been doing all those big television specials, and I just wondered, how come you never asked me to do one of my poems on your big TV special?
Just a pee-picking minute. Hold on. How come you waited till I was so busy before you asked me to be on your show?
We're going to tell you what this is all about, folks.
Jenny?
Yeah, Ernie.
You ready? You've been my guest a lot of times. How come your poems never rhyme?
Well, it ain't nobody's business but my own.
Well, Ern, if June was there and done her best, how come I never was, you guess?
Ain't nobody's business but my own. John Carter's cute as he can be. How come you didn't name him after me?
Well, it ain't nobody's business but our own.
There's one thing I'd like to know. How come you both sing down so low?
Ain't nobody's business but our own.
Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business but our own. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business but our own.
I have been watching your show a long time, John, and I'm sure glad that you're featuring a lot of our wonderful, young, talented people.
Yeah, we like the young people. We like their kind of music. It's fine.
I do too, June, but answer this for me, will you? There's one thing I'd like to know. Where did they get them crazy clothes?
Well, it ain't nobody's business but their own.
Now, here's a group that'll do it right.
I wonder what they'll sing tonight.
Ain't nobody's business but our own.
Nobody's business.
Tennessee Ernie Ford will be back a little bit later on. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the first edition.
The piper, he's still piping.
The magic in the music.
The drummer, he's still drumming.
The message in the music.
musical. Listen to the music. Listen to the music. Listen to the music. Keep the car. Listen to the music. Keep the car. Listen to the music. Keep the car.
Your father?
Silly.
Do you have some square cigarettes in a round box? Or is it the other way around?
In this fancy frilly, you gotta have a gimmick world. There's one cigarette that doesn't go along.
Camel filters, please.
We're not about to hide our kind of easy taste behind some gimmick. Camel filters. They're not for everybody. But then, they don't try to be.
I'm a lioness. I'm a fawn. I'm sunshine. I'm smoke. I'm an alley cat.
Love soft eyes. 8 mascaras, 10 liners, 10 shadows. In the colors of soft living things.
This country has given the world 3 original art forms. Country music, jazz, and Louis Armstrong. And when you combine 2 of these art forms, Louis Armstrong recording a brand new album of country songs, you've got something unique, something rare indeed. Welcome the great Louis Armstrong.
Folks, you knew it was plain to see that the likes of me didn't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do and turned away from the love I offered you. Chandelier lights up the painting on the wall. The baubles that you wet will stand in stately in the hall. But will the timely drought that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the dew wears out of your crystal chandelier? cling to.
Have a seat. Your music has made the full cycle from of all kinds. Country music, jazz. You've played a little bit of everything over the years, haven't you?
That's right. Well, music's my life. It's always been, you know.
You've been at it a long time. I know that we did a little research on some of your recordings. We find that on July 16th, 1930, you played trumpet on a session with the late Jimmy Rogers, the father of country music.
I sure did.
That was in Hollywood, right?
That's right. So I've been knowing Jimmy for a long time and following up his music too. And I have a meet one morning and Jimmy said, "Man, I feel like singing some blues, you know?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Okay, Daddy, you sing some blues and I'm gonna blow behind you." And that's the way the record started, you know?
You know what I would love to do? I would like to kind of recreate that recording session of July 16th, 1930. We'll get Bill Walker to play piano, and I'll try to sing Jimmy Rogers' lyrics, this lyrics he recorded, and you wail like you did on the record. Can we do that?
Well, I'll tell you to do. We'll say, we give it to him in black and white.
Okay. Leave my gal alone. She come into the joint with a 44 gun in each hand and said, "Now stand aside there, I'm looking for my man." I sit in the back and I stood up there and I said, the mountains, prairies, reservation, rivers, levees, plains. Come along and ride this train. Ride this train. Ride this train with me to the southwestern plains of a century ago. The land was young and untamed, and the six-gun was the only passport needed. These were the days of Frank and Jesse James, the Dalton brothers, Black Jack Ketchum, Cole Younger, Doc Holliday, men whose names and deeds burned across the pages of Western history. In the frontier town and the mining camps, the highest law was the fastest draw. And nowhere was this more true than in the Arizona silver mining town of Tombstone. Here lies Les Moore, four slugs from a 44, no less. No more. Out in Arizona, just south of Tucson, where the tumbleweeds tumble in search of a home, there's a town they call Tombstone, where the brave never cry. They lived by a sea. Six-gun, they died. It's been a long time now since the town was a boom. The jailhouse is empty, so's the palace saloon. Just one look will tell you that this town was real. Secluded old dirt road leads up to Boot Hill. Back 100 years ago, Western desperados and outlaw gangs were the talk of the day. The newspapers of the 1870s and 80s were full of stories of how they terrorized the frontier towns. On February 13th, 1866, two of America's most notorious bandits, Frank and Jesse James, along with the three younger brothers, rode into town and robbed the bank at Liberty, Missouri. June 21st, 1878, Sam Bass, leader of an outlaw band in Texas, was shot and killed by a posse in Round Rock, Texas, on his 27th birthday. And in the year 1872, in Silver City, New Mexico, young William Bonney from Brooklyn, New York, Billy the Kid, they called him, killed his first man with a knife at the tender age of 12. And then there's the story that they tell of Sam Hall, the drinkingest, cussingest desperado that ever dangled from a rope. It seems that on the morning that Sam was to be hung, a friend slipped him a bottle, and Sam staggered up the gallows, and at the top of his lungs, he cussed out the whole crowd. He said, "Well, my name, it is Sam Hall, it is Sam Hall. Yeah, my name, it is Sam Hall, it is Sam Hall. Yeah, my name, it is Sam Hall, and I hate you one and all. Yeah, I hate you one and all, darn ya. I killed a man, they said, so they said. I killed a man, they said, so they said. Yes, the swinging, I must go, I must go. Well, the swinging, I must go. And you critters down below, yell up, Sam, I told you so. Well, turn you high. Yeah, Sam. Well, a lot of tales have been told about the bad men of the Old West. But none is more stirring than the life of John Wesley Hardin. Hardin was one of the fastest gunmen who ever lived and was 15 years old when he killed a boy his own age. Three men were sent to bring in young Hardin, but Hardin wouldn't run, and he killed all three of them. This started him on a life of crime and an endless succession of gunfights. Gunfights that he never lost. So feared and respected was his ability with a gun that he was forced to travel at night in order to avoid the countless gun hands who wanted to give old Wes Hardin a try. A man of icy nerves and iron courage, Hardin wouldn't run. But finally, late one night, he was shot. Shot in the back. I know a man whose plow handle hand is quicker than a light. Wes Hardin is his name, they say. He travels in the night, for he might have to kill or walk around a fight. And if you ever saw Wes Hardin draw, you know he can skin his gun. He won't say how many tried and died up against the top hand, but up against the wrong man, Hardin wouldn't run. Then Sheriff Selman's boy broke in to Wes's woman's place. Up she jumped and pistol whipped him, kicked him in the face. And John Selman demands revenge for this disgrace. Right through the swinging doors, John Selman came with a blazing gun. Wes Hardin chug-a-lugging red-eye, got him in the back of the head. John Wesley Hardin fell dead. Hardin wouldn't run. The land and the West will long endure, but the winds of time have erased away all traces of these desperate men and the terrible deeds of those dark days. Their hour was brief, and they lived it fast. Then they passed away from this changing land. And all that remains is the echoing wind and the hidden secrets in the drifting sand. Out in Arizona, just south of Tucson, where tumbleweeds tumble in search of a home, there's a town they call Tombstone, where the brave never cry. They live by a six-gun, by a six-gun they die. Good night, cowboy. Keep your powder dry. Tell you a story now. I got the Carter family, Mother Maybell, Carl Perkins, the Stadler brothers. I want to tell you about something. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by two, two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Oh, children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee three by three, three by the Hebrew children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Oh, children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee four by four,
four by four that stood at the door.
Yeah, three by the Hebrew children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Oh, children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee five by five,
five by five, and cooking by
four by four that stood at the door.
Hey, three by the Hebrew children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born
in Bethlehem.
Oh, children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee six by six.
Six by six, and they couldn't get six. Five by five,
they couldn't get
five.
Four by four, that stood at the door.
Three by the Hebrew children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was
born in Bethlehem.
Oh, children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee seven by seven,
seven by seven that went on to heaven.
Six by six, and couldn't get eight.
Five by five, couldn't
get five. Four by four, that stood at the door.
And three by the Hebrew children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was
born in Bethlehem.
I'm gonna send the eight by eight.
Eight by eight that stood at the gate.
Seven by seven that went on to heaven.
Six by six and they couldn't get six.
Five by five that couldn't get five.
Four by four that stood at the door.
Three by the Hebrew children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was ten by ten.
Well, ten by ten, they couldn't get ten.
Yeah. Nine by nine, the dress over. Hey. By eight, that stood at the gate.
Seven by seven, that went on to heaven. Six by six, and they couldn't get six. Five by five, they couldn't get five.
Four by four, that stood at the door.
Three by the Hebrew children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born.
Born in Bethlehem.
Tim, by Tim, the good, yeah. Good me.
And I'm on the dress of mine.
7 by 7 that went on the hill. 6 by 6 and it couldn't get six.
5 by 5 it couldn't get five.
Yeah. 4 by 4 that stood at the door.
3 by the Hebrew children and 2 by 4 and Silas and 1 by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Oh, children, go where I send thee.
Gospel songs, or songs of inspiration, are a very important part of our musical heritage. The first song I ever remember, I was about 4 years old, I guess. My mother sang and played it on the guitar, a gospel song. And while I was a little kid, I used to listen to the gospel quartets on the radio. And I remember my brother Jack and I sold peanuts one night to try to make enough money to go in to see them and hear them sing in the school. After I grew up, I remember that the thing I liked most about Tennessee Ernie Ford's television show was that he always closed his program with a song of inspiration.
That's right, Johnny, and there was a little bit of fear and trembling. They said to me, are you going to do one of these on every show? And I said, yes. He said, well, don't you think it'll tend to bring your audience down? I said, no, this way, up. They had the funny idea that to perform this type of music, we had to put on sackcloth and set in a pile of ashes. I don't believe that.
It's happy music.
Yes.
Let's ask June and the family to join us in one of our favorites. On that resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Soul in the weakness raised in the power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God shall stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Just raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Free from every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be.
I'll have a new body.
Lost in victory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God's just stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Just raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land.
Trumpet of God shall sound.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Griefs all bursting, saints all shouting, heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home, I'll love eternal with the redeemed of God shall stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Just raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live.
Praise the Lord.
Decisions, decisions. Do you want a cigarette with good, rich flavor or one that tastes milder? Wait. Now one cigarette gives you both. Pall Mall Gold 100s.
Longer.
They give you the good, rich flavor you want.
Taste milder.
Pall Mall Gold.
Longer yet milder.
Pall Mall Gold.
Longer yet milder.
Pall Mall Gold.
Menthol too.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I don't know how you felt about it, but to me, that was a good show. By the way, I want to especially thank Louis Armstrong and Tennessee Ernie Ford for helping us to celebrate Country Music Month during this month of October. We hope you can be with us next week when our guests will be Burl Ives, Melanie, Bobby Sherman, and Floyd Kramer in Country Gold. So until then, I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. Good night, Bill Walker.
This is Burt Reynolds. Stay tuned now for Dan August, next on ABC.
Saturday afternoon, see an exciting regional gridiron contest on NCAA football, followed by the Muhammad Ali Jerry Quarry heavyweight bout on ABC's Wide World of Sport.
Hotel accommodations in Nashville for personnel and guests provided by Ramada Inn. There's a Ramada Inn wherever you go across the nation, where there's luxury for less. Air travel arranged through and promotional consideration provided by American Airlines, now offering service to Hawaii and the South Pacific. Traveling for business or fun, it's good to know you're on American Airlines.
All right, I appreciate it. You gave me an ulcer, okay? You pick up a loaded tamale, you point it at your stomach, and you accuse me of pulling the trigger.
Watch The Odd Couple tomorrow night at 9:38, 30 Central Time.